Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are very excited to have you join us. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We have discussions on lots of different topics, and we feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And you, today's episode was paid for by Marie Langley. You could reach her at 651-303-0555. She's an intuitive and a realtor. And Beth Jacobson, 651-900-4136, intuitive healer and reader. And you can download our podcast using iTunes or the RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please go into our Facebook page and like Divine Goddess Radio. Welcome, everybody, tonight's episode. Our special speaker is Jen Salmis.
Yeah, and also, if you'd like to call in and ask Jen a question later on in the show, the number is 347-327-9360, and our chat room is open also for questions. So welcome, Jen.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Jen, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a crystal intuitive and energy healer and business mentor, and I've had a practice doing energy healing and other things, intuitive work, for probably 10, 12 years officially, kind of unofficially, I don't know, 14 or 15 years. And I also have an online shop selling crystals and stones and other products, and I have an online magazine. So I do a ton of different things kind of in the holistic and spiritual realm, and have been doing it all for many years, and just recently started doing more business mentoring and tutoring in different things and talking about social media and helping people grow their businesses. So it's all fun.
So do you have a background in business? Do you have a degree, or do you just have you always done business?
I don't have a degree in it, but I've kind of always done business stuff. And thinking back, almost my entire life, I've done different things. Starting when I was a kid, I would have lots of Kool-Aid stands and sell things on the streets, and I started these little clubs that I would have friends come over, and we'd, you know, have it focused on one thing. And then starting in high school, I started doing not necessarily marketing, but making flyers and making my own magazine. And then in college was doing marketing and flyers and graphic design and some of that stuff. And it's just kind of evolved over the years. But I never put the pieces together about what I was doing until the last few years. And as I started in the intuitive field and doing healings and starting my own businesses, I would always be sharing ideas with other people and how they could grow their businesses and giving little tips here and there. And eventually it just started growing and more people started asking. And I started looking back at my history and went, oh, well, you know, I've kind of done this all along, and started my own website way, way back as just a free website even before I had a business. Didn't really know what I was going to use it for, and eventually started making websites for other people as well. And so it's really grown and changed a lot too over the years, but I realized that I love to do it, and it's something that's always been there. So
when did you start your holistic business, when you decided I'm going to be done with just the regular stuff and it's going to be considered like a holistic business? So you've been doing that specifically for the past 12-ish years?
Yeah. And actually, I never really officially set out to have it as a business. I just kind of stumbled into energy healing and started learning different things. And I actually started as a flower essence practitioner. That was kind of the first focus that I had, and I took a certification course in California for that. And when I got home, it was kind of like, well, what am I going to do with this? I should do something. And so I just kind of took on the mindset of fake it till you make it, which sounds kind of odd, but I really did. I would think, like, okay, if I were going to have a business card, what would it look like? And I kind of just mocked up a little thing and imagined what I would like it to look like. And then, I don't know, I think maybe I did flyers next or something. And that just started the energy of, okay, you have a business now and the universe is listening. And like a friend of mine that was an aromatherapist at the time called and said, well, do you want to share a booth with me at an event? I went, oh, well, okay. And so kind of stumbled through that, and but eventually figured things out. And but then officially started my business not long after that. And yeah, just started offering more official services other than just flower essence consultations, and kept adding things as I would learn more. And so it's been a long journey for sure.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of, you know, a lot of people, I think, in the Twin Cities who are trying to get a business up and going, or want to do something along the holistic lines as a business, but they just, you know, it's kind of hard to know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
What are the best tools to get your business going?
Sure. Well, and there
so
is
I
a
think,
difference. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I think it's important to know that people, you know, if that's something you want to do, that treat it as a business versus a hobby.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you want to keep it as a hobby, that's absolutely okay too. And if it's something you do part-time other than your full-time 9-to-5 job, that's great. And if that's what makes you happy, then by all means, just keep doing it that way. But if you want to go full-time and make it more of an official business and keep growing, you know, we still have to remember kind of traditional business rules, but you don't have to be stuck in that necessarily. But it definitely does help to have some of those tools to help you grow your business and expand it. And I really do believe that in the next few years, and we already see this over the last few years, that alternative medicine and holistic healing is definitely becoming more popular and more people are seeking it out. And as things change in the traditional Western medical field in the next couple of years, I really do think there's going to be more people seeking out practitioners in alternative healing and spiritual healing. And so it's a great time to kind of get your business in place and ready to go, and so that we can help these people that are looking for alternatives and new ways to do their own healing work and different things like that. So
would you mind sharing like maybe a couple business rules so that people can get a greater understanding of like what you might mean by that?
Sure. I would just say first do the legalities of it and get an tax ID number if you're going to have products. Form your company as either an LLC or as a sole proprietor if it's just you, or, you know, have some sort of traditional business form like that. Get an official banking account. Do all the state paperwork or city paperwork that you need to do and kind of follow those traditional rules. But then beyond that, definitely get a website and get an email list going. And, of course, use social media as a way to get the word out there, and use all the different tools that you can to market your business and get the word out there about it.
You know, I have a question on that. For people who are already doing that, but they're still
sure.
going, this isn't getting me the clients that I'm wanting, that I'm needing, what would be the next step that you would recommend that they would take?
As far as?
To get their
social
business,
media or just
business.
In general?
Yep, just in general. Like if they've done the tax ID, you know, they've done everything, they're doing the social media, but it's not going the way. Because
sure.
you're hearing a lot of holistic individual businesses saying that now. Where's the clients? Where's the clients?
Oh,
so it's
sure.
like, what would the next step be, would you recommend?
Well, and it could be that maybe you're not using the right avenues. For some people, Facebook is a great avenue to use, and other people it's not so much. And there's so many different ways that you can do it, and maybe a blog is going to be more your thing to get more interaction and get more information out there about your business, or maybe Twitter, just short and sweet posts on Twitter are going to get you more followers and more clients that way. It just really depends kind of on what your business is and who you are too, and what your message of your business is. And if it's easier for you to share on Facebook, you know, a short paragraph about something, or share photos or share events, then by all means do that. But if that seems like too much for you, then use Twitter, which is a lot shorter and quicker to use. So, but then at the same time, I think a lot of it has to do with your energy and your intent and pulling in spiritual energy to help support you through those social media avenues as well is definitely there. And what you put out on the social media avenues are certainly an energy, and maybe just get more clear about your content or kind of change up what your content is, and start networking with other businesses too, and, you know, share information from other business pages on Facebook. And there's definitely a lot to say about interacting and sharing on Facebook and other social media outlets. To definitely network with other people and other businesses can definitely help your business as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there are some people out there, believe it or not, who really are not familiar. They may not be as familiar with social media. Can
Sure.
you kind of explain the social media and why it's important to use it?
Sure. Social media can be any avenue that is about connecting with your clients or potential clients and how you interact. And so it could be anything from a Facebook page to a website. It could be your email list. It could be a blog. And there's lots of other different networks just that vary a little bit, like Instagram and Pinterest and Twitter and Flickr and, you know, all these different things. So it can be overwhelming. But what it boils down to is how you connect with your clients or potential clients. And it's kind of like today's version of a party line. And my mom was actually just talking about this the other day, that when she was a kid, she would pick up the phone and listen to other people's conversations. And
that's true.
Yeah. And her mom would scold her and say, get off that. You shouldn't be listening in. But she said she would learn a lot of different things, not only about people, but about events going on and things happening in the neighborhood. And so it's kind of, that's kind of what social media is now, that it's where we go to learn what's going on in our community, to connect with other people. And if you can share information about, you know, an event that you have coming up on Facebook, it takes you 2 minutes to do that, as opposed to writing out a letter or even typing out a letter to mail out and different things. Like old marketing would be years and years ago. It's quick, it's fast, and you get people's attention really quickly too in social media. And if they see it, they're more apt to connect with you if they see something in their regular feed on Facebook or in their email list. So
what would you say are the top three social media
avenues.
That would be good for promoting your business.
Absolutely, Facebook is probably the number one. I think the last I heard, there's like 90 million people on Facebook or something. So, you know, that's kind of a captive audience.
Yeah.
So for sure, Facebook, and probably an email list is most important, or, you know, second in line for being important, just to connect personally with the people that already want information from you. And then I would probably say, I'm just debating, both Instagram and Pinterest are really high on the list as far as like number of users and how people are connecting lately is just the newest trend of things. So, and all of those, you know, you can use them if they draw you in, and if not, that's okay too.
And all of those are so easy, folks, because if I, Beth, can use them, anybody can use them. And I absolutely love Pinterest and Instagram. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
It is
They're
fun.
Both so easy. And
they are. They are.
So what tips do you have for Facebook? I mean, I see so many things on Facebook that say, you know, help promote this, help promote that, help promote this. But you never know which one to really use or which one is more effective.
As far as
like
sharing,
advertising or getting your word, yeah.
On Facebook?
You know, promoting your post, promoting.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think it just depends on, I mean, sharing different items on your Facebook page really just depends on what your business is. You don't want it to necessarily be completely far off from what your business is. Like, as an example, I'm not going to share something about right-wing politics on my business page because that's not who
right.
I am, and not that that's bad at all, but it's not appropriate for my business page.
Exactly.
So really just find things that fit for your business, and, you know, it is hard. You want to share everything that you're doing on Facebook, but you do kind of have to be picky and choosy because there are better times to post as well on Facebook when more people will see it and other times where not as many people will see it. So you do have to kind of pay attention to some of that as well. And
I would think evenings would be a lot busier for Facebook versus the mornings.
Yeah.
People are home from work.
It typically is, yeah. There's these two windows during the day, typically like 7:30 in the morning till 8:30, 9 o'clock when everybody's getting up and ready for the day and getting out the door to their regular jobs or getting kids going is a good time to post because a lot of people tend to look at Facebook right away in the morning. And then, yeah, dinner time is generally a good time and evenings to post your content.
Exactly.
So,
That's what I try to do is, like, when I'm posting on the Divine Goddess Radio page, I try to do it either in the morning or in the evening just
sure.
so it doesn't get lost, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and Facebook is kind of its own funny little breed, too, that they don't necessarily show you all the posts all the time of every page, and
right.
it changes all the time, too, about how they do that, and there are new settings now just in the past month, I think, of that you can change your settings so you see all the posts on the pages that you want to. And so that,
definitely.
Yeah, that helps a little bit, but not everybody's going to know to do that either. So
no, and I noticed my page looked different today too. I'm like, they changed the
oh really
content. Yeah, the setup
okay.
of the page, and I'm like, what?
Oh.
Very strange.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, that's even
changing.
New to me. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jen, how would you use, blogging? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I had one more question about Facebook.
Sure.
How would you suggest getting people to like your page more, like to get more likers, business page?
Sure. You know, you can share it on your personal profile. But you and tell people to do that. But, you know, you can only do that so many times, then people are going to get annoyed, too. And
right.
But put it in your email signature, put it in your email lists, put it on your business cards, your URL of your Facebook page, put it in all your marketing things, and ask people, too, when you talk to people in person, say, you know, go like my page. But then another good way to do that is to grow your audience that way. Well, there's two things. You can also pay for advertising with Facebook, which can be really affordable, actually, if you do it just for short amounts of time. But not everybody wants to pay for that. But then secondly, start interacting as your page with other business pages. Which just means logging in on your Facebook page as the page instead of your personal profile. And there you have your whole other feed of other pages that you've liked, or you can start looking for other pages that are, you know, kind of similar to your business or of interest to your business, and go interact with those pages as well. And then people that are likers, for a better or lack of a better term, on those pages would see your comment or your like on an image or whatever it might be, and they're more likely to go back to your page and say, oh, what's this? And they'll see it and hopefully like it. And
that's a good idea. Very good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Do you have any other questions for her on Facebook?
No.
You may proceed. Well, I'm curious about blogging. How would somebody use blogging to help with promoting their business? What are recommendations that you would say about that?
It can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. I've seen so many different people use blogging as a great format to get their word out about their business, using, like, they'll post long articles about, you know, whatever it might be related to their business, about, you know, some nutritional aspect that you might need to learn if they're a nutritionist or a raw foods coach, or post a long article about what is energy healing or what is an intuitive reading. You can post different things about that. But it doesn't have to be long and complicated either. You can post just short one paragraph or two paragraph items of, you know, quick little tips for the day, or bits and pieces about kind of behind the scenes stuff of what your business is, or I'm trying to think, you know, your content can be so varied about what you share. So really just find what works for you. And if you're not one to write long, long articles, then don't force yourself to do that. Just post what's easy for you to work with and what you think your clients might enjoy at the same time. So, and then once you do that, you can share your blog in an email list. Say, hey, go check out these blog posts that I have. You can post them on your Facebook page or Twitter. You know, there's lots about cross-marketing on all these different networks to help get more clients and get more visibility to your business as well.
Ooh, that's good. Very good. Okay. I didn't think about that. I'm going, oh, that's right. You can put it on Twitter. You can put it on Facebook. Is there a certain blog site that you would recommend one over the other? I know WordPress is really common for many people to use. Are there any other ones you would recommend?
Oh, there's lots of others. I mean, you can, most website hosts have their own blog format, you know, whatever your source is for your website. But I would definitely recommend WordPress. And it's, I think it's funny to hear myself saying that, because even a year and a half or 2 years ago, I was not a WordPress person at all. But I have a friend that kept harassing me about it. And I finally gave in and let her teach me stuff about it, and she's still teaching me about it. But it's such a great format to use, and just more and more people are starting to use it. And I think I heard a statistic too that probably half of the websites out there are based in WordPress. So it's not only a blogging format, but it's a great website format as well. So it's it can be.
Speaking of websites, I know that, you know, people are always kind of daunted by starting their own website.
Sure.
How can you give some tips on you know, how to start a website, or what they would need to do, or who to use as a host?
Yeah. They can call me to help with any of that too. But, you know, find what works for your business, because for some people, WordPress is going to be really daunting and overwhelming. Other people, it's going to be easier, but there's so many website choices out there and different builders that you can use that are really easy, drag and drop types of things. Like, there's one called Weebly.com, there's Webs.com, there's, had it in my head. There's another new one I just found that's really easy to use, and they're all really affordable, usually less than $5 a month or $10 a month, depending on what you want. And just play around with it. And it, you can start off with just doing one yourself and having it as low-key and as small as you need it to be. But as your business grows, you can certainly add on to it and change it and have someone else help you with all of that too. And a website really is important to have, no matter what it is, or how complicated it might be. It's, people are really, if you don't have a website these days, people most likely are not going to find you. And, you know, there are times where I'll think, oh, I should look up and see if so-and-so has a website, and lo and behold, they don't, and I'm most likely not going to try to find a phone number or an email if it's not readily available on a website. So it's really important to have one, and you can have it as basic as you need it to be. Just have a contact page on the front and basic information about yourself, and that's about all you need. If you want more information, you can certainly add to it, so, and grow it as you need to.
Okay, so you design websites for individuals, correct?
Yes. I don't actually let me clarify that, though. I will build websites, but I don't actually do design work, like the graphic design, that part of it. But I do help, create websites.
So if somebody had a business idea,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to move forward with it, and they wanted to contact you, what all would you like them to have in order before they gave you a phone call?
Oh, good question. Probably, you know what you want to put on the website, and maybe have some of your content ready to put on it, like your bio or your written up information about your services. Maybe have your images ready, or your graphics to put on it, you know. But if you don't have any of that all set, we certainly can still have a phone call or a consultation about what you want a website to be. And because not everybody really knows exactly what they want on a website at the same time, and I can certainly help guide and help you figure out what you might want to have on a website as well.
So do people pay you by the hour? Do you have a package deal that you pay this money up front and this is how many hours you get from you? How does that work?
I have a package deal where, and actually I'm working on some new packages coming up soon too, but I just have a flat fee for a consultation and up to an hour of work, and then you purchase your own web host and builder and all that. So that expense is separate. And then whatever is beyond that cost, then it's hourly. And it's all prepaid and flexible, too, though, depending on what you need. So.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know we were talking earlier about other social media. Can you – do you have any other tips for, Instagram or Pinterest that might help?
Sure. If people aren't familiar, Instagram and Pinterest are both image-based networks, and they're both a little addictive. And I'm
addicted. They are.
I'm addicted to Instagram lately. But I think it's a great kind of new way to share information, not only about your business, but more personal things too. It doesn't have to be really deeply personal, like family photos and things, if you're using it for your business. But Instagram is really focused on just image and very little text. And it's a great way to show different things, like, you know, for my business, I can snap a picture of a new crystal and that I might have, and I pop it up there. Or if you're doing an intuitive reading for somebody, you could just post a picture of the cards in front of you if that's what you use, or different things, and put just a few words about it. And you can connect with other people as well through Instagram. Pinterest, I think, is a little more, it's a little different. And I love Pinterest, too, and I try not to be on there very much lately because it can be addictive. But it's a great place to not only get lots of ideas about everyday things like recipes and how to clean your cookie sheets and, you know, how to decorate your house, but I find lots of information about energy healing or chakras or different products that I might like to use on Pinterest as well. And Pinterest is, the images all originate on a website, and so you can pin your own images too from your own website to promote your business. And for example, I have on my online shop, I try to go on and pin a few images every once in a while, not often, but of things that are in my online shop, and you can connect the price to it as well so people know it's for sale. And I know that I've gotten some orders from Pinterest because of that, and so it definitely helps grow and expand your reach to new audiences as well. And then on Pinterest, people can repin different images, and so, I mean, this whole is just like the spider web of how the images are seen, and it gets out to all these different places where it normally might not. So it's definitely a fun one to play with for your business.
Now, how do you, what would you recommend? I noticed on Instagram there are people who have pictures, images, that have thousands of viewers.
Oh, sure.
And then some who have maybe...
Is that Kim Kardashian?
Maybe a couple. No, not Kim Kardashian. So how would you recommend that you could get it, you know, on Instagram and Pinterest to get yourself out there more so you can have
sure.
more likes? Do you have any recommendations for that?
Again, just start connecting with more people, too. And on, I've noticed, especially on Instagram, using hashtags, and I certainly don't use them as much as I should, and I'll probably start experimenting with it more. But the few times that I have used hashtags, which just means, similar to on Twitter, that if you use the number symbol or hashtag symbol and then a certain word, like, let's see, an example could be like a crystal that I'm putting on Instagram, and then I would use a hashtag or many hashtags that could say crystals, energy healing, psychic, intuitive. If it's a picture of lapis, I could use the hashtag lapis and different things. So then when people are on Instagram, they're looking for these different tags sometimes, or they'll just happen to see it if they're already a follower. And there have been a couple times where I've used a hashtag. It wasn't business related, but the one that comes to mind was a trip that I took to Savannah, Georgia last spring. Was I did a picture of a photo of, you know, some historical building and used hashtag Savannah. And within probably 5 minutes, there were 5 or 8 people that had liked my image because they saw the hashtag Savannah. So you can kind of think about that.
Kind of magical. Hashtags are magical, obviously.
They are. Yeah. So, and it's just a matter of playing with it and figuring out which hashtags to use and which works for your business. And I've started looking, too, at different websites or different businesses on Facebook. I'll look to see if they have a little Instagram symbol on their website, and then I'll go follow them there. And so I think Instagram is still kind of new generally, and so it's still people are still trying to figure out how to use it and where to follow people. So don't feel bad if you don't have many followers yet.
No, I'm just going, how does one do it? That, because me, just to get onto a computer is amazing itself, and I'm just like, I fell in love. I love Instagram. I think it is so
uh-huh.
fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, so now how do I start building up, you know, followers just, you know, for my own personal thing.
Sure.
Just to see if I can do it. Is it the same way as, you know, Facebook and all that?
So sure. Yeah, similar. Well,
yeah.
And when you're in Instagram, you can go search for hashtags as well. I mean, you could search for crystals or intuitive healing or whatever it might be and find other users that are looking for what you're offering as a service, and then start either, and you don't even have to be a follower of their page to like their image. You can go either like their image or leave a comment as well, and then they'll see your name and possibly come over and like your or follow your Instagram page and go from there.
Ooh,
so it's all definitely a process.
Yes. I'll have to try that and give feedback to the folks out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if anybody has a question for Jen, call in at 347-327-9360.
And Jen, is there anything else that you want people to know about what it is that you do business-wise?
Sure. Let me think. I do offer not only website stuff, but I offer business mentoring, one-on-one, either in person or by Skype or by phone, to kind of help you jumpstart your business, whether you're creating a new one or have a business that you want to just get some new ideas and new things going with it. And that's kind of either a one-time deal or a package deal. And I love doing that. It's just, it's fun brainstorming with people. And I have worksheets that I give you to help you get an action plan going, and worksheets about setting your vision and your intent with it, and still using some of the woo-woo stuff in it, but still typical business practices at the same time. So, and what else? Non-business-wise, I also do sound healing and crystal readings. So I do lots of different things. Sure.
If you had a person who contacted you for a business, you know, like a business mentoring,
sure.
Do you ever, I mean, I'm assuming that intuitiveness comes in when you're mentoring them as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, but have you ever had someone who's called in and you're picking up that this is not the right business for them?
I have not specifically had that happen. I've had some cases where, like, there's one little aspect of their business that hasn't fit for them that they can let go of or kind of change somehow. But if that's what somebody's looking for, guidance about whether or not it is something to go forward with, I can certainly help with that.
Yeah, I think that's really important rather than someone who's just, you know, a straight business person going, yeah, you can do it, and doesn't really, you know, care about whether, you know, the person is doing it in the right way. I think having the
sure.
intuitive part is excellent.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't separate it out from myself. So, yeah.
And so, like, if you would go ahead, you would sit here and you would tell them, saying, you know what, I'm being guided to tell you that this is where, like, if they're really adamant, they're wanting to do this part of their business, but no matter what they're doing, it's not turning out. And then
mm-hmm.
you come in and saying, well, I'm being guided, that that's the
yeah.
route, that this is, you know, so you would come out and you would say that?
Yeah, and I have, actually.
Oh, good.
Not, yeah, and I mean,
not a lot of people would. Not a lot of people would.
No, but it really, I mean, yes, I'm going to go by my intuition and what I'm getting, but, you know, I also consider what's a good business decision as well. And a few months ago, somebody contacted me and they were going to start a healing center, and they had this big, huge, grand plan, which was fantastic. And it really, I see it happening at some point, but she wanted to start with the big, huge, grand plan rather than starting with like one little office with two or three
mm-hmm.
practitioners sharing. And, you know, she jumped to the big picture instead of the practical everyday steps of what was reality for her. And I told her that, and I said, I've seen too many businesses try to do this where they start too big, and within a year or 3 years or whatever, they crash and burn and it doesn't work. And it's easier to start small and grow your business from there. And it's not that I didn't want her to do the business at all. And intuitively, I kept getting that she would get to that point of this big grand plan. And I know she will, but she had to start a little smaller to actually get it going.
And she's just been, like, hearing it, though. That's the only thing she's just been, like, hearing that way. You know, everybody's going to be there. They're going to be welcoming you with open arms, and it's like not weighing in the piece that not everybody's awake yet, and it's,
sure,
you know, an individual process and everything. So,
yeah.
Oh, I love the fact that, Dan, I'm going to have to contact you for my own stuff.
Sure.
My own stuff. Is there anything else that you wanted to ask? Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you? Do you have your prices on your website, Jen?
Most of them, yep. Website stuff I don't have on there yet, but it will be soon. So,
okay.
But you can contact me, too, and ask. So,
What's the best way of getting a hold of you? Phone number, website?
Website is jennifersalnis.com, and my phone number is 651-705-6760, but sometimes it's easier to connect with me through the website or by email, just because that's where I'm at all the time. I don't always have my phone nearby, but it's not to say I'm not going to call you back. So.
Okay. Well, that's really good.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to ask her on that, Marie, to do with the business?
No, I think, I really like your approach. I think, you know, it's nice to have someone who is out there willing to help people, but not in a very cold business way, I guess. It feels more heart-centered and more warm and supportive.
Absolutely. Yep.
And
none of us would be doing our holistic work or alternative work if we didn't have some sort of heart or a love for it. And I really love working with people that not only love what they do, but want to get it out in the world more, and there are so many talented people that just don't necessarily know how to do the business stuff, and that's okay, and that's why I'm here to help do that.
That's
and still help you keep your integrity and your intent of your business and the feel of what you want it to be, and not kind of sell your soul to get where you want it to go. So
exactly.
Do you, when someone is trying to do a website where they want to sell product or maybe provide their services for a fee?
Sure.
Do the free websites offer that, or are there other websites that you have to do in order to monetize them?
That specifically, if you wanted to do an online shop, most likely you'll have to pay a fee. But you can find e-shops that are, you know, have a system already set up that can be really affordable, like $20 a month, or even, I'm sure there's some out there that are less, and you just plug in your information and your products, mostly the main reason you have to pay the fee is to, have a custom domain with it, but also to use the actual online shopping cart part of it, whether it's through your PayPal account or through another merchant account service. But you can do it really affordably, though.
Yeah, because I think I've seen a lot, you know, of websites from readers who will be on there, and they usually have a PayPal donation button.
Oh, sure.
You know, or they have a choice of $15, $20, $30, depending on the minutes per reading. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that's
I've seen. And I didn't know if that was just so easy to go in and just add a button onto your website.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you can. You wouldn't necessarily need, like, an e-commerce shop to do that. You can just through a regular PayPal account, although I think it has to be a business account, not necessarily a personal account, which it's still free, but you can just go in there and create a button and copy and paste the HTML and put it onto your website. That's how I started my online shop years ago, and would have to do that with every single product, and eventually, as it grew, got tired of doing that, so changed to something else. But If you're just offering readings or healings and just want to have two or three buttons or even one button, that's easy to do.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it got that complicated, having to need that you needed buttons for each individual service that you offered.
That's what I've seen, you know, from people who are starting out.
Yeah.
I tend to see that more, you know.
Yep. I think there is a way you can create one button and have a drop-down menu with different options, too. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bunch of buttons. You could do it with one. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just whatever is easiest for you.
Are you a big fan of still advertising, like, in newspapers or magazines, things like that?
Yes, absolutely. And... yeah, because social media is typically just online, but there are so many other great newspapers and print publications out there, and I partially have to say that because I used to have one, but and appreciated when people advertised in mine. But I think that, too, reaches a different audience than you might online, even if the same magazine might have an online version. I think it's still valuable sometimes to have a print ad in different places, whether it's your little local neighborhood newspaper or, you know, a big, larger publication. So it's definitely worth checking into and see if it works for your business. For some people, it doesn't work, and other people, they'll do it in the same publication for years and years. So it just really depends on what works for you and what doesn't.
Do you still have your presence online?
I do, yep, just
okay.
Not in print. So, because that's actually how,
okay.
Yeah, we started as Whispers of Spirit print publication here in the Twin Cities area 8 or 9 years ago. And then eventually, because of the cost of printing, stopped printing it and went online only. And then as of a year ago, our just strictly presence online magazine.
So that would be a way for people
yeah.
to be able to advertise is on your online presence magazine, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, and we have lots of different options of either banner ads on our website, which actually is getting a makeover at the moment and should be updated hopefully in the next week or two with some new and cheaper options. So you can watch for that. But then we also have advertising in our email list as well, either a little banner ad in there that links to your website, or you can have a text listing with an image and a paragraph or two about something you might want to promote, whether it's an event or a service that you offer or whatever it might be. So it's a great way to kind of network and get into a new audience for your business as well. And we are very, very affordable. So...
what about expos? I mean, I know there's a lot of expos that go around, you know, especially in the summer, there are a lot of outdoor festivals and things like that. But is there ever a point where you do too many expos, or is it that you can't do enough expos?
I think it just kind of depends on you as a person and what your business is. I've done events for almost 10 years, and I'm doing less and less, partially because rocks are heavy, and I get tired of carrying the boxes around, and that's predominantly what I've done at events for 10 years is sell crystals and stones, and I built up a great audience for sure doing that and a great following, but I just kind of got tired of it and a little burned out, so I'm doing less and just being more selective, too, about where I do events and which events I do based on what my business is now as opposed to what it was, you know, 3-4 years ago. So, but I think it's a great way for people who are just starting out in business, whether they're a reader or a healer or whatever your business might be, it's a great way to get your name out there and get your face seen and to connect with people personally one-on-one as well. And if I hadn't started doing expos 10 years ago, I certainly wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm definitely grateful for all the, I don't even know how many hundreds of events I've done over the years. And I definitely recommend it for people just starting out or wanting to grow maybe into a new audience too.
Yeah, I think I know that sometimes we've done events where, you know, people don't show up, you know,
yeah,
but we end up networking, which
sure
is invaluable.
Absolutely.
You know, when you start meeting people and you start getting other contacts, that's a great way to grow your business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and those events where not many people show up are not necessarily always fun to do, but there's always a reason. I've found that with every single event that I've done, there's always a reason why I'm there. And
oh, yes.
It, you know, it could be to talk to the vendor next to me and help her with a healing or, you know, just talking to somebody else. So it's not necessarily about making money all the time, which, you know, certainly helps, and it makes it a great event when you do make money. But sometimes it's more about connecting with people, and whether it's the other vendors or people attending the events.
Right, exactly. So, Jen, what is the next thing on your agenda? What are you up to that you want people to know about?
Sure. Next weekend, this isn't necessarily business related, but next weekend, July 20th, there's an event in Eagan, Minnesota, that I will be doing crystal readings at and sharing information. So that's a fun thing. But then business related, starting in September, I have a couple e-courses starting up, and one of them is specifically just about everything Facebook, and it's going to be a four-week course that's just based on an email that you'll get once a week for 4 weeks, and it'll include lots of information and videos and kind of self-paced course that you can do on your own time over those 4 weeks, plus interacting on a Facebook group for that. And that starts early September, and then kind of mid to late September, I'm actually starting a live online group coaching class or series called Creating Your Soul Business, which it's similar to one that I've done in person, but now I'm doing it online, and it's probably going to be 4 weeks. Previously, I did it 3 weeks, but it'll be 4 weeks, and it's everything you wanted to know about your business, really specific stuff, and you get a lot of personal coaching with it as well, specific to your business and different ideas and lots of tips on how to either start your business from scratch or if you've already had a business for a little while, just to kind of give you ideas about new things you can do and kind of restart it up again.
Wow.
So it's
and so
a fun.
And so the cost of that will be on your website.
It will be. Yep.
Okay.
And with it, it's not there now, but it should be there in the next week or two.
In the next week or two. Okay.
Yep.
And that's in September, correct? That you're starting now.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, cool. I'll probably be one of your gals.
Okay. Yeah. So, and I did want to share too that I would love to offer a special to people that are listening, either now live or to the archive, too.
Okay.
I am doing jumpstart sessions, they're called, and it's what I mentioned earlier, just helping people kind of jumpstart and brainstorm with their business. And I would love to offer 5 of those to people that want to contact me for a reduced rate of $99. So it's a significant discount, and if they can contact me before July 19th, I will fit 5 people in for that, and would love to help anybody that wants to get some new ideas and new energy into their business. So, and they can contact
Wonderful.
Me either through my website or by email for that.
Okay, and so those are 5 people, the first 5 people that are able to contact you. So I'm understanding
yep.
that correct? Okay.
Yep. Up
so,
until July
go,
19th.
People.
So,
up to July 19th, individuals,
yeah.
And then we'll make sure we advertise that on our Facebook page. Or
oh, sure.
Divine Goddess
yeah, and the
page.
Sessions don't have to happen before then. It's just I want people to contact me about setting it up before then.
Okay.
Oh, cool,
yeah.
cool. Well, Jen, my goodness, I'm sitting here trying to think if there's anything else that I can think of that I want to know that others would want to know. I think we've covered almost everything. Is there anything that you can think of that you need to mention?
I guess the other one last tip that I had in my notes that I would say is about email lists. I see so many people lately doing this of not using a provider service for their email lists, meaning people just send their emails through their personal email, and that's a big no-no for many reasons. There's actually rules about doing that, so I really recommend using a service, either Constant Contact or MailChimp, which is free and awesome to use, or there's lots of others you can use. But it's just such a big deal these days with spam, and there's actually rules and laws saying you have to have people on your email list specifically say yes that they want to be on your email list. So doing it through a service is a safe way to do that. And I've seen people get their emails, their personal emails, shut down because they think it's spam that you're sending. So I just really recommend doing that.
Even if you get like a sign-up sheet in an expo and then, you know, send it through your business email?
Yep, you still have to do it through a service such as MailChimp. And you have to say on your sign-up sheet at an event, because I'll tell you this real quick. I learned the hard way that I had an email list of 1,000 people shut down, and I had to have everybody kind of resubscribe, and I only got probably a third of my list back. And because I couldn't provide proof of where they signed up for the email list, and probably 75% of them were from sign-up sheets at events. So I now keep those lists, and I write the date and the event on my sheet, and I keep those on file just in case that ever happens again. But,
Okay.
It's just important to know, yeah.
Oh, that would be a bummer. Oh, that would be a bummer.
Yeah.
We don't need to do
sucked.
The life lesson. She did it for us. So
yeah, exactly. And that's why I tell people, be wise about it. Yeah.
Wow, that is really that was an awesome tip.
That is a very big tip.
Yeah.
Well, Jen, we're
towards
the end of our show, and we just want to thank you so much for your vast knowledge and wisdom that you shared with us and everyone.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was fun,
and
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Take care.
July 20th.
Take care, Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then, listeners, you can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button, and also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. And you can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 or Marie at 651-303-0555. You can also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. And this is a good one to actually download, because there were a lot of good tips. And also, if you can please like our Facebook page, just search for Divine Goddess Radio. And we will see you next Wednesday for our midweek Stress Buster show. Love and light to all, and have a great evening.
Good night.